Meanwhile, in Ohio, Republican Governor John Kasich has signed into law a measure that restricts collective bargaining for all of his state's public workers, and it's not being challenged in court. Instead, the measure's opponents are gathering signatures to overturn it at the ballot box. As NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, some Ohio union members say the governor's action could reinvigorate the state's labor movement.
Like Wisconsin, Ohio in the last few months has had its share of fighting over public sector unions. Curbing them was one of newly elected Governor John Kasich's priorities. That brought the protests.
We want respect! We want respect!
Thousands marched on the State House in Columbus, but those protests didn't quite work out for unions or their Democratic supporters. Senate Bill No. 5 passed the Republican-dominated Ohio legislature and was signed into law. So the unions are turning to Plan B, an old-fashioned petition drive.
We'll also have a training in Chillicothe that day at 2 p.m.
Portsmouth, Ohio is in the very southern tip of the state, just over the Ohio River from Kentucky. Here in Portsmouth, about 100 or so locals have crammed into the town's Irish pub to help repeal Senate Bill No. 5.
I don't care what they do. If they take away the right to strike and they take away arbitration, people are still going to demand to be treated with dignity, and there'll still be strikes, and there'll still be concerted activity to force them to pay a decent wage.
That's Austin Keyser. He's actually with the Electricians Union. Public and private sector workers are uniting to fight Measure No. 5. They need to get more than 230,000 signatures to put the issue of collective bargaining for public workers on the ballot this fall. Nick Hamilton is a firefighter in Portsmouth. He says the move to restrict the bargaining power of public workers has awakened all of labor in Ohio.
You lower the bar for the unions, you lower the bar for the whole country. Everybody's realizes that this is Ohio is a politically empowered state, and if it passes here, it's a disease that's going to spread.
The state's Democrats feel anything but politically empowered since the 2010 elections. They narrowly lost the governor's seat, Democrats lost control of the Ohio House, and lost seats in the Republican-controlled state Senate. Capri Cafaro is Ohio's Senate minority leader.
Anytime the government tries to take away rights that currently exist, it is going to ignite a fire in the populace, and I think that's what we've seen in the state of Ohio.
Cafaro says Republicans have awakened a sleeping giant and predicts that will have consequences down the road.
The public at large feels as if the legislature and the executive branch are kind of abusing their power, that they are overreaching in a way that is unprecedented, even under one-party rule.
I guess I would say, how can you go too far in protecting the interest of taxpayers?
Republican Tom Niehaus is the president of the Ohio State Senate.
For anybody affected by change, again, change is scary. And certainly, if I were told some of the things, if I were told some of the lies that some of these union members were told, I'd be out protesting too.
Niehaus says Ohio's government is in jeopardy. The state has a two-year, $8 billion deficit. And he says voters need to understand they will benefit from limited collective bargaining.
So when you give a local school district or you give a city council or a township trustee the ability through Senate Bill 5 to negotiate a reasonable contract with its employees, that helps every taxpayer in the state of Ohio.
Niehaus and other Republican leaders say they're ready to continue the conversation about unions at the ballot box. Meanwhile, union leaders here say it's not concessions they're fighting for, it's survival. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
Thank you.